All right.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's meeting. Welcome to those on Zoom. So I declare the meeting open at 6:01 by my watch. I would wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians on the land in which we meet today and pay our respects to the elders past, present and future. Attendance and apologies. I've got Councillor Georgia Johnson coming in via Zoom, who is deputising for Councillor Sutherland. I've got Yes.
Yeah. And apology.
And an apology.
Thank you, Councillor.
Yes, sorry, Councillor McWilliams, an apology. And Brad Lacey's an apology as well. He's not here. Other than that, everyone else is here. Disclosures of interest. Are there any disclosures of interest at all on any of the items on the agenda tonight? Yeah. Those who are in by Zoom, if your mics are on, it's very difficult running a meeting on the Zoom, as we know. So just make a noise if you want to ask anything, rather than unless you're going to do this madly. All right, so we can the staff can pick it up on the screen. Okay, so announcements by the chair. I have put on your desk a box of chocolates, and it's, I specifically got the favourites because you are all my favourites. And they're below the value of the disclosure. Yes, no, they're all, well, collectively they're not. But individually they're below the value of the declaration. And I just wanted to say to everybody, it's been an absolute magnificent last 2 years. I think we've all worked well as a team fantastically. We've got the job done. We've got some major runs on the board. And there's only one sad part, is that I still cannot get that Jerry Maguire out of the state or federal government. But we're there, Mr. Chair. We've got a couple of bucks from them. But sorry, Mr. Chair. I'm thinking about maybe next week. Sorry, Nathan. Yes. I won't be here. Mr. CEO, we have tried, but it seems that however we move on, whoever may be the chair or involved in this team, need to continually press. The minister or ministers to get funding to build our FOGO. And I think everyone is now listening to the chirping outside of lots of authorities that actually don't want it anymore. So we need to keep up that challenge with those ministers. So for all those who are missing, thank you. For all those who are here, thank you again. And that's what I have only for my announcements. Oh, sorry. Marcus and I and a couple of the staff went on to the Waste Sorted Awards, and we were highly commended for a presentation that we put forward for the organisation. So that is, they gave us this magnificent framed highly commended award, which will go and hang somewhere, I assume, Mr. CEO in the building. It's a shame we didn't get the number one, but next time. So the team that put it all together, Wendy, well done, and to Marcus. Question time. I don't have any public questions. Anyone going on a leave at any particular time? I've already put my leave in.
It could be permanently, but...
Well, yes, it could be permanently. So, but anyway, we listed anyway, and if you're back, the leave is there. And if you're not back, we won't have to worry about turning up, will we? All right. On the 9th of, if you can just bookmark in your 9th of November, we're going to put on a little bit of a cocktail party, and you'll get an invitation by the email or in the mail. So just to earmark that, please, if you can. So I've got no applications for leave of absence. Then we'll move on. Petitions, deputations, and presentations. I have our nil. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting, which were held on the 24th of August. I need a mover and a seconder. Councillor Zanino and seconded by Mr. Councillor Jeans. Thank you. Anyone opposed? Nope. And we declare that carried. All right. So questions by members which due notice has been given, that we have not received any questions at all. 11, questions without notice. Are there any questions without notice? No. Yes, there is one question.
Just in relation to item 14.4.
Yes.
Request for new proposed delegation of authority to the CEO.
Yes.
The question is, what is the urgency of this request?
I think the questions. The questions are without notice. Any questions are not specific to the reports of the employees.
Okay, no problems.
So if you want to I'm going to look at an en bloc vote for the balance of the reports that are in the agenda. If you want to withdraw one of those, you can do that to ask a question. Business not dealt with from the previous meeting, there is nil. Employee reports, so there is 14.1 through to 14.8. I'm looking at moving those on block, but I need to withdraw 14.5 because there is an error in the agenda that needs to be rectified. So I'm looking at, unless anyone else wants to withdraw an item, do so now. So you're 14.4.
Correct.
All right, so item 14.1, 14.2, 14.3. 14.6, 14.7 and 14.8. I'm looking at someone to move that on block. Councillor Zanino moved, seconded by Councillor Blifka. Anyone opposed? That are carried. All right, so we go to the first item then that's been withdrawn is 14.4. Councillor Dorton.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to ask, what is the urgency of this particular matter that it can't wait until the local government election period is finished and a new council is assembled in early November?
I guess, Councillor, for me, it's not a matter of urgency, it's a matter of delegation in the system, and our new members to this group won't be actually in the chamber running an agenda meeting until February. So that's when the first, I'm assuming that will be when the first meeting, other than we go through the process of the selection of chairs and deputies and other committees in the November meeting.
Question. I thought we, just based on your answer then, I thought we had a meeting, EMRC has a meeting, council meeting in December.
November.
Sorry, to the chair, can I probably clarify that? There is a special council meeting for the elections to the committees and the chairman and the deputy chairperson, but there will be a ordinary council meeting on the fourth Thursday in November as well.
That would be a newly installed body. So, Mr. CEO, if you want to make comment on the delegation?
Councillor Doyle, you're right, there's no urgency, but it's still a serving council, and it's just to increase the authority level because we have so many purchasing that is over the $400,000 limit. And you see two items in the agenda, 40.5 and 14.6, and we just want to streamline the process. So it's not whether the old council or the new council has to deal with it. The old council can deal with it, but definitely the new council can deal with it as well. This is just to streamline the operation and make sure we don't have to take everything to council, because if it's budgeted for and it's part of a replacement program and it's business as usual, we just want to increase that level. And so that's the reasoning why we're putting it up to council. There's no urgency to get it approved by this council. If this doesn't go to this council, we'll take it to the next council.
Yes, through the chair. Look, is there any precedent in any other regional councils that have actually had this delegation in place, as in, you know, similar operations? And
through the chair, so we looked at not at other regional councils, we looked at our own member councils, and it's actually amazing how big the spectrum is. Bessendine have nil delegation, so they just refer to the act. And they can only accept tenders under the $250,000. Bayswater is the same, with a limit of $250,000 delegation. Shire of Mundaring have a delegation of $375,000 for accepting or rejecting tenders, and these are regular supply tenders, very similar to what we're talking about. And the City of Swan has a $5 million delegation. So it's a broad range.
Yeah.
Reality is we buy a lot of equipment that is over the 400,000. That's the current delegation. And that's why the reason is we want to up it a bit.
Particularly in heavy haulage equipment. Okay, so I've got 14.4 of questions.
Just a question on that. So you mentioned the City of Swan, they have a delegation up to 5 million. What's the operating revenue of City of Swan compared to EMRC?
I think we spoke about this, Council, the Chairman. It's $180 million.
Right.
Which is about 3.5 times our turnover.
So just purely on the proportions, the delegations roughly bringing into line with the largest member council being the City of Swan in terms of the delegation compared to the
that's correct.
Operating revenue.
We didn't benchmark it that way because we just purely benchmark it on the type of equipment we buy, and that it all has been budgeted for. We have a very easy to predict replacement schedule of heavy equipment, and that was more the driver than just looking at turnover and ratios.
Yeah, and it'll certainly in Bassendean we wish we had the issue where we could delegate that much, but we're a much smaller
Okay. All right, so if I've accepted the
Mr. Chairman, sorry, just very quickly, just a question through you to the CEO. Is this for replacement plant and materials, or is it for plant and materials new? I'm just reading the top of the report there, and it says a new delegated authority for contracts for the purchase of plant or machinery up to the et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to clarify, is it for it? Can you clarify?
Sorry, through the chair. It's plant and equipment and up to the budgeted amount. If it's over the budgeted amount, it has to come back to council. And if it's not budgeted for at all, it has to come to the council as well.
So it could be for new or for replacement.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I think councillors, we need to understand that this is, and the CEO has mentioned it, is for budgeted items and or new items. So we can't just go up and CEO can't go up and slather on something that's not budgeted. All right, so I've got 14.4. We answered your question, councillor. Okay, so we need someone to move the item. Councillor Vanina moved, seconded by councillor Lifka. Is there anyone against? Right, declare that carried. 14.5 in the agenda, there was an item 4 in the recommendations. That should have been removed from the agenda. It wasn't, so I just need someone to do an amendment. So we actually removed item 4. Now, you won't see it in yours unless you go to the agenda. So you need to have a look at the agenda.
I'm happy to move that.
Happy to move that. Thank you, Councillor Jean. Seconded by Councillor Zanino.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. My apologies. I'm just a little bit slow here. Can you just remind me what item we're up to, please, and what we're doing?
We're up to 14.5.
Thank you.
And 14.5 had in the original recommendations had an item 4. We have removed item 4 before, but it got left in the agenda.
Sure.
And it needs to come out.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Is there anyone? So we've got the seconder. Secretary Councillor Zanino.
Yeah, is that basically just removing the tender submissions were received from the following tender? Is that what you're removing?
It removes the attachment to the report remains confidential. That's the comment we're talking about removing.
Through the chair, this attachment is in the red folder.
So, do you want against? Very carried. All right, that takes care of where we are from there. We then move to 14.8. Shall we? 14.8, done with 14.8. 15 reports from committees. Marcus, up to there. Am I going too fast for you? Right, we're done. 14.8.
Yes.
All right. So I wanted 15 reports of committees. There are nil reports of delegates. There are nil. Members' motion that previous notice has been given is nil.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. There is a 16. There is a MWEC minutes, sir.
Thank you.
I've got down here report delegates nil.
16.
Yes.
Chair, there's an MWEC meeting. I'm happy to provide a report if you'd like.
Up to you. Would you like to provide one?
I'll tell you what I read in the report, and forgive me, I'm in my niece's bunk bed, so it's awesome. One of the reports wasn't a decision-making item. A lot of the decision-making items in this report were about product stewardship schemes and how we're going to manage export bans when we haven't got pathways for those products in terms of recycling here onshore in Australia and in West Australia. But one of the items in there was about off-road tyres. In terms of product stewardship scheme, we have a mass of tyres that are used in the mining industry. 80% of the tyres that are used in West Australia are buried on site, on mining sites, and the holes left behind. It's a massive problem, waste of resources. And that's one of the items mentioned in the report. I'll just leave it there, really. But if anyone's got any questions, happy to answer them.
Well, I think what I'd like you to ask a bit further on, if you're still in that role, is to ask what we're going to do with about 20,000 election signs that we can't burn.
Personal experience, use it in your veggie garden or chicken coop.
Right, we'll put that in the report then. Thank you.
Thanks,
19, confidential matters of which a meeting may be closed to the public. Oh, I've done that. Members' notions, which previous notes have been given, nil. And I just went back. Remember, I went to 17 and I had to go back.
You're going too fast for me, Chairman. It might be me.
All right. Well, I'll just recap for everyone in the room then. I'll go back to 17 twice. Members' motions, which previous notes have been given, is nil. Yes. 18, new business of an urgent nature. Nil. Confidential matters to which a meeting may be closed to the public. All right. So 19.1. We're going to move behind closed doors. Well, that might be an idea. Does anyone want to move it and then we don't need to go behind closed doors and deal with this? Move the item? Okay. So we can either move the item, we don't have to go behind closed doors?
Yeah, no, I was going to move both. 91 move both?
19.2. All right. So you're moving 19.1 and 19.2. Seconder?
No.
No, we don't have to unless you want to open it up to a debate. We don't have to. You don't have to. You can move both items, get a second and move them, and they're done. If there is somebody who wants to talk to those two items, then we have to go behind closed doors, deal with each item separately. So
I'm happy to second if you're seeking a second to steal, Chair.
Thank you very much indeed. So that's been seconded. Is there anyone opposed? No? All right, then I declare that carried. Thank you. That's both items. All right, item 20, future meetings of council. Well, all those that might get lucky, you'll be here on the 2nd. For all those that are not so lucky, you won't be here on the 2nd. Yes. Did you just walk in the door?
I've been here.
Oh, yeah. I think you've only been here for 5 minutes. I saw you out the corner of my eye. Okay. So we're at then 21, declaration of the closure of the meeting. So we'll close the meeting at 6:20. Thank you, everybody, for, I said, a couple of great 2 years. Super. And I wish you all the success for those who are up for election.